It's your life you're giving. Don't you think it's time you ask yourself?
Welcome to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford, and you're listening to 900 AM WURD here in the city of Philadelphia. And man, today is Saturday, May the 16th, and it's 80-something degrees outside. Wow. Folks, please pay attention. You don't get a pass not to wear your mask. Please keep your mask on. As I was driving here to the station, there's just a host of folks running around, walking around, jogging around, walking the dogs around, riding bikes around, and these folks didn't have a mask on. Do they feel exempt? Oh, wow. So we got a lot of work to do. Tonight's show is sponsored by Northeast Treatment. And tonight we're going to have an interesting discussion with the CEO, Raiden Kelly, and Hans from the Bridge Street location. He's the site director at Bridge and Harbison for NET. A few announcements before we get into it. And again, I reiterate the fact that it's 80-something degrees out there. And I'm a little afraid that as the weather increases, the numbers will increase in terms of folks that aren't paying attention to social distances and wearing a mask, washing your hands, and all the other things that they're asking you and us to do. I'll give you an update. Recovery Idol 2020. We're going to get started relatively soon once we get a little more clear about what's happening with the coronavirus. And we're going to work on two locations. Strategically, we're going to be doing something with Recovery Idol with 25 contestants, and it's going to be really interesting. So those that are waiting for Recovery Idol to restart, be prepared. It's coming at you. On a somber note, for those who have lost their loved ones and family members due to the coronavirus, our good friend Gabe Garrison Green over there, general manager over there at the Dell Music Center, her father passed away, and kudos go out to you, Faye, and the rest of your family over there at the Dell Music Center here in the city of Philadelphia. I want to give you another thing I'm a little disturbed about. If the city has a deficit of $680 million, the wonderful mayor, he wants to do Wild America while folks are out there dying. Now, think a couple of years ago when, they've been doing this Wild America thing on the parkway. You know, when Jay-Z came, Jay-Z didn't leave a dime, but the city went in debt. Transportation, sanitation, overtime for policing, he wants to stay in tune with Wild America. Well, you know, we got a deficit of $680 million, and I'm asking that city council, they have until July 1 to go back to the mayor, and make some adjustments on his budget cuts and his decision with the budget, so... You know, no summer, no pools, no camps, no seasonal workers. What are we supposed to do when it's 95 degrees here in the city of Philadelphia? What are our kids going to do? That's the $1 million question. So I want the folks to pay attention and call your city council people, your state reps, and all the folks who can get in the mayor's ears. And, you know, think about this. We've always had a deficit, $680 million, you know. It's a whole lot. So that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. Kudos go out to the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, who just received her master's degree. So we're going to give her a hand for that, because that's her second degree. She just keep moving forward. Yes. So before we get started, we're going to open up the phone lines here at 215-634-8065, toll free 1-866-361-0900, toll free 1-866-361-0900. You can head us up on Facebook at Forward, Twitter at Onward, Instagram at Onward, Tumblr at Onward, or you can download the free WURD app in the Android iPhone. For those of you guys that are viewing us on Facebook, and as you can see, I haven't had a haircut, so I'm growing an afro. So we're going to go to the phone lines, and tonight's show again is sponsored by Northeast Treatment. And on the line, we have Regan Kelly, and we have Hans on the line as well. Welcome to the show, Regan. How are you?
I am very well. How are you?
I am so good. And Hans, are you there as well?
Yes, I am.
Welcome to the show, and it's great talking with you both. Before we get started, Regan, I just want to publicly and professionally thank you for your commitment and your leadership to the folks here in the city of Philadelphia that are in recovery and receiving services all through Northeast Treatment, from 5th and Spring Garden, to Broad and Lehigh, to even Cool 7 up there at 32nd and Ridge, and up there on Bridge and Harrison, and all the other locations, West Philadelphia. You guys are doing phenomenal work providing services here in the city of Philadelphia. How are you, Regan?
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that shout out. But, you know, it definitely takes a team, and it takes partners like you who have always been so supportive of NET, and so I'm very proud of the work the staff at NET do. So thank you for that shout out. I'm good, like everybody else.
Yeah.
Trying to stay safe in a very, very strange time. Hoping that everybody's staying safe and doing the things you were talking about, social distancing, masks, all of that.
You know, Regan, it's funny. Before we got started, on my way here to the station, I was just appalled to watch folks out there like this coronavirus doesn't exist, or they feel like they're exempt.
And
the weather is nice, understand it, but please practice social distancing and wear your mask. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think what bothers me about it is it's not only to keep them safe, it's to keep other people safe.
Absolutely.
And so it feels a little disrespectful that they don't really support keeping all of us safe. So I agree with you. Put your mask on, take this seriously. It's too risky.
So, you know, I'm going to give you a hug long distance because I love you for who you are.
Thank you. So, I love you too.
Yeah, it's always good when I see your wonderful face, and you're always smiling, energetic, really about providing services to people. And, you know, I say this quite often, Regan, that a lot of people chase a paycheck, but if you chase your passion, a paycheck will chase you. And you do this from your heart. You are loving and a caring person. So I commend you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And Hans, you doing all right?
Good evening, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you practicing social distancing?
And you as well, because same thing for me today, just running to the store and seeing so many people out there, children, adults, just walking with no mask. You know, socially gathering, you know, without social distancing. It's just, you know, it makes it hard for everybody. You know, in order for us to combat this pandemic, we have to do it together. And the fact that everybody's really not doing their part, you know, will make this a longer and a harder process for all.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's painful, and I hope after we view the news tonight or the next day or two, we'll be hopefully be able to gauge the outcome based on the weather. And I would hate to see it like that. So anyway, let's get into the discussion. Reagan, let's talk a little bit about some of the services that you guys provide, not only here at 5th and Spring Garden, just across the city of Philadelphia with all the Northeast treatment programs.
Sure. Can I start, though, with another kudos? I also want to give Sheila a huge kudos on another master's. I'm not surprised. I know Sheila. I know how bright she is, so I'm very, very happy for her.
Yeah,
I'm proud to work with her.
And listen, I'm extremely grateful for her. God bless me with this wonderful wife who has been my rock, my supporter. And I'll say this, Reagan and Hines, as busy as I am for the last 2.5 decades doing this kind of work, a lot of people don't understand that I'm a go-getter. I'm a change agent. So when my phone rings, I'm ready to go. I'm about helping people. And when I met Sheila, I kind of explained to her that, hey, I ain't a guy that's sitting around. So she's been able to adjust to my energy, and I love her for that. So, you know, I've been blessed to have a wonderful wife like Sheila Ford. And anybody that knows my wife knows that she's the one. I've been blessed. I'm just going to say that. I've been really blessed to have Sheila.
Amen to that.
Yeah. So
That's great.
I want us to highlight some of the programs that you guys do over, not only at 5th and Spring Garden, and up there at Harvison and Bridge and Harvison and the Access Point and all the other programs that are sponsored through Northeast Treatment.
Yeah, well, you referenced one. I'll start with the fact that on the youth program side, we run two of the city's what are called CUAs, Community Umbrella Agencies.
Yeah.
And so we're very involved in those communities. We're assigned to Eastern North Philadelphia and North Philadelphia. To complement that and supplement that, we also have a pretty large foster care program. I want to give a shout-out to any foster parents that are listening because it is truly God's work that they do, you know.
Yeah.
Children in their homes when children have been traumatized and most in need. We run several juvenile justice programs. I think people know that we're very large and invested in addiction and recovery, but they might not know that we do almost about the same amount of youth-oriented programs.
Wow.
And so that's sort of a big chunk of NET centers. Then we also have mental health. Again, a pretty large continuum of mental health for youth and families where staff will go out into families' homes and do family therapy, go into schools and do therapy and other kinds of things to support teachers and whatnot with children who are struggling. And then, of course, mental health treatment for adults who are also struggling with different issues. And then probably one of our largest divisions is the whole continuum of addiction services.
Yeah.
In many locations, we have intensive outpatient. You referenced something called the Access Center, which is or Access Point, which is really important for us and for the city. People can walk in 24/7, no appointment needed. The primary focus is to do an assessment, and if people are appropriate for and need medication-assisted treatment, they can begin their induction onto Suboxone.
Yeah.
So people who've been, you know, struggling to make a decision, they're not sure if they want to seek recovery, a lot of the research suggests that you have to have a resource available when people are ready. And so that's a very important resource for people who are, you know, when they're ready to make the decision, we are there. And that operates out of 5th and Spring Garden. So again, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And then we'll make a warm handoff to the next level of care. So some people can leave that Access Point program and go to a residential program or an inpatient unit. And some people can go back to a community setting and be referred to an intensive outpatient day program. But it's a very, I think, unique and critical resource because, again, when you're ready, go get help. Somebody will be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I'm glad you said that because for those that are viewing and listening, Access Point is located right down near 5th and Spring Garden. And I think the key element is, and I'm just playing devil's advocate, if I was someone that was using drugs, it's 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm out of money, I'm out of drugs. Now I get this wake-up call that I can get some help. You can go right to 5th and Spring Garden 24 hours a day and get the services that you need. And I think that is so vital, and that you don't need identification. You just need the willingness to want to get yourself together. And all these in these critical times, Regan, I think folks that are viewing and listening, you know, there are a plethora of different programs out there providing services. But Access Point, 24 hours a day, you know, 4 in the morning. And I know those believable hours when it's dark and nobody, you don't have any money, you don't have any drugs. Now you want to get help. And it happens at that moment because any delay in that thought, sometimes a person might change their mind. So when when is that time, please get down there.
Yeah. And we have some great partners. We work very closely, for example, with Prevention Point.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, communicate daily, and we'll send a van up to pick people up if their first point of contact is with Prevention Point. You know, we can help get them down to our program for the more medically oriented and, you know, beginning that treatment process. In fact, I should give a big shout out to my team who went up to Prevention Point yesterday and did a whole effort to feed the homeless people in that community. And at the same time, handed out information about Access Points so that, again, people who are struggling to make a decision, we try to be a presence so that when they are ready, they've heard about us.
Yeah.
But they handed out, I forget how many meals, but a really big shout out. The person who took the lead in organizing it, Sherry Woodington, should be very proud of the work she's been doing for both NET and Prevention Point.
That's great. Great. So, you know, when I think of the history, you know, I recall vividly either it was down at 2nd and North, I think. I was like, NET was in that building many 20, 25, 30 years ago. God. Yeah, I recall that. And I think it was the adolescent program for youth or something that was down there. But, you know, it just shows in numbers the great work that you guys have been doing over there. And I recall when I was a case manager, one of my first caseloads was at Bridge in Harvardson, providing case management services. And God, what a wonderful building near Bridge in Harvardson Hines. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing over there at your site there at Bridge in Harvardson.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm really proud of not just my site at Bridge and Harbison, but also State Road site that we have over there as well, that we also offer MAT treatment. But, you know, since, you know, before the COVID-19, we are proud to offer multitude of services to our members in a sense of to kind of support them in their recovery.
Yeah.
So, you know, during this time, you know, where we saw our world change, and you know, with the COVID-19 coming in, when we had to transition to telehealth services, you know, we continued to work. You know, our team continued to work. Our team continued to engage our patients. You know,
yeah.
I do want to also send a huge shout out to our medical doctors, our nurses, techs.
Yeah.
And as well as our PAC office and our intake department, because nothing stopped for them. You know, although we were instructed to be at home, but these individuals was made to be essential for our staff, and they continued to work. And I want to say that our intake hasn't stopped since that time. We actually have increased our census with intake since COVID-19 started. You know, we offer a slew of services for from the medicated assistant treatment.
Yeah.
We also offer psychotherapy as well as group therapy, in addition to having a physician on site daily and a psychiatrist on site once a week at each location.
That's great.
Yeah. And can I add that I think our methadone clinic, the two sites that Hans is referring to, and we do other services there, but they are primarily medication-assisted treatment in the form of methadone, are probably the only two locations in the city that I'm aware of that also offer child care.
Wow.
So if someone
Absolutely.
Is struggling with the decision
Absolutely.
To, you know, sometimes that's a stressor that keeps people from not going to treatment. They're certainly not going to leave their children, right?
Yeah.
So it's short-term. It's really designed to be available while we're looking for long-term structured programs with, you know, helping the parents find those programs. But don't let the fact that you have a small child who you can't leave alone stop you from coming in. Come
yeah.
in. That's the message.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
And men and women take advantage of that. You know, we have fathers and mothers who have child care responsibility.
So tell us a little bit about State Road. And when I hear State Road, I'm thinking of prisons and all that stuff there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, ironically, we also serve the prison on State Road.
That's my whole point, yeah.
Yeah, so we have our own location at 7520 State Road. Led by Linda. I hope she's listening. Shout out to Linda. She's the director at that site. It's very similar to the site that Hans runs. Primarily methadone, but certainly people who prefer Suboxone or Vivitrol, we can do all three forms of medication-assisted treatment at those two sites. And then we also service people in the prison either people who were on Suboxone before they ended up in prison. Our role is to continue the methadone treatment.
Yeah.
So it's both dispensing the methadone in the prison and then also doing the counseling. And then as the use of buprenorphine or Suboxone, they're the same thing, became more and more popular, the prison can dispense the buprenorphine. So for that population, we do just the counseling.
Yeah.
But the point is, what we support in the prison is that medication-assisted treatment is still very important, and people should not suffer while they're in prison without the treatment that they need.
Yeah. So listen, we're going to take a break. We have Reagan Kelly, the CEO of Northeast Treatment, and we have Hans, who is the site director at the Bridge and Harbison location. The phone lines are open. If you want to get in the conversation, give us a call, 215-634-8065, toll-free, 1-866-361-0900. We'll be right back.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. Follow through. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th. We are here when you need us. Access Point.
Start your life over again. Just take it one day at a time. Put your life back together again. Just take it one day at a time. One day at a time, drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. 6 months to a year. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center. 2526 Broad Street. Free confidential HIV testing. Every Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you know someone or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here. 215-221-1010. 1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time. 24-hour drop-in and crisis center, 2526 Broad Street. Get your life back on track, one day at a time. One Day at a Time drug and alcohol treatment in an outpatient program. If you know someone, or if you are someone who needs drug and alcohol treatment, call this number here, 215-221-1033. That's 215-221-1033. Start your life over again, one day at a time.
New Way of Life Home Care, we provide extraordinary services for you and your loved ones while putting jobs back into the community. If you or someone you know is taking care of a loved one and wish to be compensated, we offer holiday pay, weekly pay, competitive pay, and health insurance. We advocate for our clients, offer in-house training to provide the most efficient, skilled, and compassionate care. We care about meeting your needs. Our goal is to keep clients safe and comfortable in the privacy of their own homes. We have an on-site registered nurse with an open door policy. At New Way of Life, we treat each individual just like family. Feel free to contact us at 215-763-7077. Staff is available 24 hours a day. No worries, no stress. We provide the best. God bless.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point.
Hi, I'm the First Lady of Recovery, Sheila Ford, and you're listening to Recovery Talk 101 with Rick Ford on 900 AM WURD and 96.1 FM.
Back here at 900 AM WURD. Again, you're listening to Recovery Talk 101. I'm your host, Rick Ford. Tonight's show is sponsored by Northeast Treatment, and we have Reagan Kelly, the CEO of Northeast Treatment, and we have Hines, who is the site director of the Bridge Street location for NET. You're back.
We're back.
You know, it's funny, Reagan and Hines, you know, 1 hour goes relatively fast. But I wanted to ask a couple of questions in terms of folks, they ask questions about insurances. I always say all you need is the willingness to want to get treatment. The folks at NET will walk you through all the necessary steps.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that is correct. We have a great benefits team that will help the any member or what we call them patients as they come into the intake system to navigate the whole benefit process, insurances, and if they don't have insurance, trying to work with them to obtain insurance as well.
Yeah. So, Hans, let me ask you this. You know, based on what's happening today with this whole thing with the opiate epidemic, are you seeing a lot of young folks or older folks or suburban folks coming down there at the Bridge Street location?
I mean, it definitely has changed, especially with the change of drug of choice from, opioids from heroin now to, the different drugs that they have out there, which is more prevalent, is fentanyl.
Yeah.
So, and fentanyl. So, yes, we are seeing a whole different group of individuals that we once did not see. As we all know, I've been in this field for such a long time that, opioids, that they don't have names, they don't have genders, they don't recognize any of that. It's just, you try it once, you become a slave or a victim to it. We're here to help as many people as possible. NetSteps has been a tremendous help to the community, especially in the Northeast area and throughout the city, to kind of assist anybody. So we open to everybody, any race, culture, creed, so we don't discriminate for anybody. So if you need help, please, give us a call.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Is there a phone number you guys would like to give out for folks that are viewing your listing?
Yes, absolutely.
Let me give the main one, Hans, because every site has a phone number. It's probably easier, though, to remember one or two numbers, and then, this number will be answered at 5th Street, but if you live closer to one of the other sites, we're going to get you to the right site.
Sure.
For addictions, it's 215-451-7100. Yeah, 215-451-7100. And you can also go to our website, and every location has a phone number. We debated whether we should keep that model in place or have a central number. So basically right now we have both. So if you call 451-7100, you will get transferred to the correct site.
Yeah.
And also you can look at the website just to see which site might be closest to your own home, that kind of thing. We also have a mental health phone number. I did want to reference the fact that particularly now, I think this whole COVID thing has created more people are feeling more isolated.
Yeah.
Certainly the uncertainty kind of triggers, for some people it might trigger trauma. It just feels like a lot more anxiety related to what's going on now. So if your issue has more to do with mental health, you can call 215-408-4980.
4980.
Yeah.
Right. So, for those that are viewing and listening again, for, DNA, you can call 215-451-7100. And if you have some mental health issues, trauma, you can also call that 215-108-4980.
No, I'm sorry, 408-4980.
See that? I said it wrong. Yeah, I was trying to write it down at the same time. But, we're at a critical time right now. We've been blessed here in the city of Philadelphia for high levels of treatment. Kudos go out to, our commissioners. And I've just been watching closely that Philadelphia has become the mecca for recovery. And folks come here for the things that we provide here in the city, mm-hmm. we just been blessed. Folks migrate here from all over, Baltimore, Chicago, Virginia, always from the West Coast because of the high level of treatment and recovery that we provide here in the city of Philadelphia. Yeah. So kudos go out to our leadership like you and folks like David Jones and Deputy Commissioner Roland Lamb and everybody else that's doing this great work. So I'm honored to be a part of the winning team, and I'm looking forward to doing more exciting work here. You know, I'm gonna be doing some NARCAM training on Zoom, and I'm gonna be putting that information out. Yeah, for folks who can't move around, I'm gonna be doing a one-hour training on Zoom or overdose prevention and NARCAM training, and I'll be putting that information out next week for anybody can view it and be a part of it, because we all need to be trained to do something.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what, Derek? I feel I was remiss in not also giving out the access phone number.
Oh, please give it out.
It didn't occur to me because you can just walk in. So let me emphasize, it's at 499 North 5th, corner of 5th and Spring Garden.
Yeah.
And you'll see the signs on our building sort of pointing you to the first door facing the parking lot. But the phone number, in case somebody wants to call, you know, just to sort of see what's going on before they come in or before they bring a loved one in.
Yeah.
The phone number is 844-533-8200.
8200. That's 844-533-8200.
No, you missed the three. 844-533-8200.
See that? Got it. And that's down at 5th and Spring Gardens. And now help me with this. Is that in Suite B?
Yes, it is.
I got it right now.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's the first door. If you're standing in our parking lot, it's the first door.
Yeah.
You'll see the door. And there's all sorts of signs trying to point to the correct door. So it's pretty easy once you're there at the building to get to the correct location.
If I'm not mistaken, Dr. Julie Monaco is down there.
Yes, she is.
You know, let me give her some kudos. Dr. Julie Monaco, I give her a lot of credit. I used to work with her when there was Act 152, and we were part of her team over there. So I'm glad that she's over there with you guys at Access Point doing phenomenal work. Yep.
Yeah. The whole team there. And like Khan said, he gave kudos to the nurses at the bridge in State Road. We've also had essential staff at other locations, our residential programs, the Fifth Street location, nurses, techs, behavioral health assistants, doctors. They've all been coming in every day during this pandemic while the majority of staff have been able to split to telehealth. So really, you know, just heroes in my mind. That they've been coming in. And you know, some who've had been infected and thankfully have gotten well. But there's also a lot of staff who've lost loved ones. So this is pretty serious.
Yeah. So, Reagan, for the viewers and listeners, can you define a little bit about the CUAs, and how many CUAs do you guys have?
Sure. I'm happy to. CUA stands for Community Umbrella Agency, and that is the designation, if you will, that the Philadelphia Department of Human Services gave to the agencies that they selected to provide primary case management for the kids who, families who are involved with child welfare. So the way they went about this, and it's probably... it was at least 5 years ago, maybe even longer. Time sort of blends together. It was part of something called the Improving Outcomes for Children Initiative.
Yeah.
And so the Philadelphia Department of Human Services has been very intentional in what it is they want to improve. They want children to not stay in foster care when they don't have to, something that we call permanency, get them to a permanent home. They want families who are able to keep their children at home to get the support and skill-building activities they need to keep their children at home safely. And it certainly has had ups and downs. Anybody who, you know, has seen different media coverage and whatnot, but the outcomes have absolutely improved over this period of time. So, you know, the leadership of the city has been phenomenal. They are a great partner. NET has two regions, Eastern, North Philadelphia. Our office for that location is at 2701 North Broad, actually co-located with the eviction services. And then we also have North Philadelphia going into the Strawberry Mansion area and sort of surrounding neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And we're in the old LT Hill School. We're connected right to the Strawberry Mansion High School. That's where our office is.
32nd and Ridge.
32nd and Ridge.
Yeah.
And I should say that one of the things that grew out of that, and again, kudos to Sheila, is something, a real partnership grew between the CUAs and the addiction services that NET operates. Because a lot of families that get involved with child welfare have had the struggle with addiction issues. It's often one of the contributing factors that might make a family become known to the Department of Human Services. So we're doing something and have been for years trying to maximize how we support those families in our CUAs, because we do have these recovery services. And out of that came something that we're calling recovery cafes.
Yeah.
Which is sort of like a parenting support program specifically for people who are suffering with addiction issues. And it's been a very long involved process, working in partnership with a national organization that had a very specific model for parent cafes, an organization called Be Strong Families. And they certified us to be facilitators in this new model. Sheila is one of the lead people on that program, so we're really excited that it kind of brings together that world of child welfare with the world of addictions, because they're both so important when you think about trying to you know, really be a resource for community. You don't want to focus on just one issue. You want to try to focus on as many issues as you can.
Yeah, you know, Reagan Chill is so excited about that. She was telling me about the parent cafes, and I think I attended one or two of the sessions, and I thought it was so invigorous to see families and people getting together, working in unison, trying to bring some hope and healing towards people. She's really excited about that.
Same thing. I have to tell you, and I've been around a long time, you know, I'm no spring chicken. and I've been very lucky. I've had a lot of different opportunities in my career, a lot of different experiences. This is one of my favorite things that I've been able to, you know, even from a distance, support that it got done. So I'm thrilled that NET is doing this.
That's great. Great.
Yeah.
And, you know, for those that are viewing, every third Saturday of the month, Northeast Treatment will be featured right here on 900 AM WURD every Saturday, every third Saturday of the month from 6 to 7, talking about the different services over there at Northeast Treatment. We're going to come here one Saturday and talk about all the peers and that stuff there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to that because, folks need to understand that everybody doesn't necessarily have a master's or a degree, but there's a whole lot of folks that have been blessed to get a job and work in this field and give back. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Folks need to hear hope and healing from the peer supports and those people, the recovery specialists, and all those people that have worked their way up to a point to give back and be a light and a vision of hope for other people as well. Yeah. So listen,
well, I don't know if Hans wants to comment on this, but we just did a little mini pilot. People who had not been responding to the outreach for telehealth. Because right now with the telehealth, some people are struggling with it. And we had the peers do a little bit more intensive outreach, and we found that often the peers are more successful in engaging people.
Isn't it something?
And it's true. It is very, very true.
Now, isn't how therapeutic is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
And you know what's funny, Rick and Hans, and I know you can kind of like time in on this. It's kind of, and I used to say this with being a therapist, it's different when you're sitting in front of a person looking at them face to face, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. getting different moods and affects, but talking to a person over the phone sometimes, you know, everybody can't get that. But Reagan, when you say that the peers who can call those folks, how powerful is that?
I just think sometimes people respond differently if the person engaging them has had the same experience.
Yeah, yeah,
It makes a world of difference.
Yeah.
You know, they can truly speak to, I've been there. and you know, I listen to some of the stories. We have different recovery recognition events, and you've even hosted some for
us. Yes.
The stories, you know.
Yeah.
It's inspiring. People who have been homeless, people who have been in jail, whatever their story is, they can absolutely recover. And so, you know, that's what the peer specialist brings to the discussion, the various discussions.
Yeah. You know, we were watching the news last night, and there was a fire in close proximity to your Frankfurt location, and me and Sheila were up in arms with that, but that didn't bother you guys. But I pray for the families Frankfurt Avenue who suffered that fire there. So listen, we're going to take our final break, and we're going to come back and wrap things up with Reagan and Hans here calling from Northeast Treatment. We'll be right back.
There's a new option in Philadelphia for the moment a person decides to stop using drugs or alcohol. It's called Access Point, operated by Northeast Treatment Centers, the most trusted nonprofit provider of addiction treatment services in Philadelphia. At Access Point, you can walk in right now or anytime, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We know that waiting to receive medication is a big reason people don't follow through with treatment. At Access Point, once you make the decision to stop using, we can stabilize you and administer medication immediately. You are able to stay with us for up to 23 hours so we can monitor and treat withdrawal symptoms. We can then work with you to develop a plan of care and help move you into the most appropriate next level of care to meet your needs. If this is your day to make that decision and you want immediate attention, contact Access Point at 844-533-8200. That's 844-533-8200. We are located at 5th and Spring Garden. We are here when you need us. Access Point. Substance use disorders and co-occurring disorders are chronic diseases that do not discriminate due to income, educational level, geographic locale, nationality, race, or religion. Individuals with substance use disorders frequently become alienated from their friends, families, and communities, left feeling alone with no place to turn to for help. If you are feeling alone or your life seems out of control due to substance abuse, you have a place to turn. That place is Eagleville Hospital. Eagleville provides a therapeutic atmosphere and provides the tools you'll need to support long-term recovery. The residential environment provides professional support for individuals to achieve and maintain sobriety, return sober to their family and friends. For more information or to see if Eagleville Hospital is right for you, call toll-free at 1-800-255-2019 or visit them on the web at www.eaglevillehospital.org. Do you or a loved one suffer from an addiction, trauma, or mental illness? Here at the Kirkbride Center, our mission is to help our patients, their families, and friends by providing a therapeutic environment for treatment and recovery. Located at 111 North 49th Street in West Philadelphia, Kirkbride provides both short and long-term inpatient care for adults who need help from recovering from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And we specialize in the use of methadone and suboxone for the treatment of opiate dependencies. This year, our staff has also pioneered a new long-term residential program for women with addictions who are survivors of trauma, the first of its kind in Philadelphia. Treatment is covered by most insurance plans, and county funding is accepted for those without insurance. Self-pay arrangements are also available, and referrals and admissions to the Kirkbride Center are accepted 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For more information or to schedule an intake at the Kirkbride Center, please call our number at 215-471-2488 right away. Again, that's 215-471-2488. The Kirkbride Center is a proud sponsor of 900 AM WURD.
Hi.
Hey, we're back here at 900 AM WURD. And again, I reiterate the fact, tonight's show was sponsored by Northeast Treatment. We have Reagan Kelly on the line, the CEO, and Hans, the site director of Bridge and Harvest. And then before we go, Hans, anybody you want to thank before we leave the airwaves here at 900 AM WURD?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I would like to thank all our patients and staff for all the hard work, and even all patients for, you know, continuing to, you know, moving forward and coming to the program daily and continuing to put their recovery first. It's not for them, you know, to make sure that, you know, they want their recovery. We can't force it upon them, but making sure that they still coming in and, you know, despite the obstacles that may be put in their place in front of them, they're still showing up and doing what they must, telehealth. And I did want to echo what Regan was saying earlier, a special thank you to the PAC team, our peers, for all the aggressive outreaching that they have they've been doing for us. You know, as Regan kind of mentioned earlier, that, you know, if not for them, you know, with this telehealth things, I don't know how things would be. You know, to give you a little bit perspective of numbers, I think right now we at 85% to 90% of you know, contacts with service with members, where, you know, it's the same as if we were back in the building, and it's all our PAC team continuously outreaching on a daily basis, really, to members to say, hey, you didn't show up yesterday, we just want to check on you. And, you know, that goes a long way for somebody to say, hey, I didn't see you yesterday. You know, come back tomorrow, we hope to see you. You know, that makes a person feels like somebody really truly cares about me and about my recovery.
Wow, that's awesome, man. And it's those kind of people make the world go round, huh? So, kudos. We're going to give you a hand for that, and along with all the peers that are up there doing the work. And Hans, we're gonna get you back on the air again in doing this rotation, okay?
Absolutely. I'll be happy to come back.
Thanks again. So, Reagan, I'm going to swing over to you. Your final statement, Reagan. Anybody you want to thank as well?
Well, I mean, just really echo what Hans said. Everybody who works at NET works really hard, and I'm always really very proud to represent them in any way that I can. So really, the whole team I would like to thank. The essential staff, perhaps in particular during this period, we've been able to keep all the programs that have 24/7 or other reasons that staff have to come in, like the methadone clinics, we've been able to keep them open. So we know it's been rough. And then, you know, I'd like to thank the people who put their faith in us by coming to us for treatment. And I guess maybe a little message to the ones who we haven't been able to reach. If you're listening, you know, we're concerned. Please return our calls.
You want to give out their phone number again, Reagan?
Sure. To seek help, 215-451-7100.
Yeah, and access point. I want you to get that number out again as well.
844-533-8200.
And, Reagan, I just want to, again, professionally thank you for being who you are.
You're welcome.
They're great leaders in the city, and you are definitely one of those great leaders. I applaud you for your commitment and your leadership, for the work that you do to help the residents here in the city of Philadelphia and all the folks that are employed over there at Northeast Treatment, right? So,
yeah, thank you.
And I'll give you a hug long distance. I miss you.
I can feel it.
Yeah. So one of the things, as I always close out, so many people I want to thank, I'm just going to pray for those that are out there. Please pay attention to social distancing, wear your mask, wash your hands, and love some people. I always used to say love someone because someone needs to love you back. To the first lady of recovery, my wonderful wife, Sheila Ford, I'm going to be heading straight home. And to my two daughters, Sierra and Quadia. My grandkids, Samia, Sayer. I'm gonna pick up my grandson tomorrow and put his bike in my car, and I'm just gonna mask him up like Zorro, and we're going to just go riding, let him ride around on his bike so he can get some of this wonderful hair out there. To the Ford family, the Meacham family, the Williams family, all you guys that are viewing and listening, we love you here at 900 AM WURD. Remember, every third Saturday of the month, Northeast Treatment will be featured right here on Recovery Talk 101 with your good friend, Rick Ford. We want to thank our producer, Dave, for holding it down. And as we say all the time, love someone because someone needs to love you back. We got our good friend, Lloyd Cummings, coming to you right here with all this wonderful weather. And just close your eyes and think you're in the Caribbean, Jamaica. Lloyd, where are we going, Lloyd? Barbados, Jamaica, all these wonderful places. Yeah. So till next week, peace, and we're out of here.
For over 115 years, Philly's top sandwich pros have always started the exact same way. Amoroso's. Why Philly's sandwiches are world famous. During these unprecedented and challenging times, Amoroso's would like to thank its customers and its associates for their hard work and dedication as they continue to feed our community. This too shall pass, and Amoroso's will be by your side and on your table now and for generations to come. Want to make the very best sandwiches? Always start with the very best. Amoroso's.
This is Dr. Maurice Henderson, president of the National Mental Color Association, asking for your support of the House of Umoja's Fathers Literacy Initiative campaign. Read to lead. Call today, 215-473-5873. It's the faith of our fathers. Go to www.houseofumoja.net. We need your support.
The COVID-19 outbreak has forced all of us who can to remain at home, and for good reason. We need to stop the spread of this virus. But access to medical advice remains a critical need at this time. This is Dr. Rich Snyder, Chief Medical Officer for Independence Blue Cross. Whenever you need it, wherever you are, you can reach a medical professional by telephone or video from your laptop, tablet, or mobile phone. Much of the same care you'd receive in person can be done with telemedicine. Primary and urgent care, specialist visits, behavioral health, physical, occupational, and speech therapy. Call your doctor to take advantage of telemedicine. It will limit exposure to COVID-19 for yourself, the community, and our valued caregivers. For more, visit ibx.com/COVID-19. Together, we will beat COVID-19.
We are progressive and proud and interactive. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at OnWord. This is Word Radio, 96.1 FM and 900 AM WURD Philadelphia. Streaming live at wordradio.com.
The views and opinions expressed by the guests, listeners, and hosts of any program on Word Radio do not necessarily reflect those of ownership, management, or advertisers of this station.
Coming to Philly Syndication Network by way of Cedar Valley, Jamaica, London, England, Canada, New York City, and finally Philadelphia, Lloyd Cummings is the real thing. A true, conscious, positive professional. Broadcasting to the Caribbean community all over the world for over 30 years. Caribbean Rhythms, his program of soca, reggae, and calypso music, punctuated with news and events from and to the Caribbean community worldwide,